Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Sha'ar of Arifillah that the Iqtazazat Ma'ana Sha'aki Muhammad Akhtasab Nawar Allahu Manqadahu. The title is Meri Moje Ghambe Sahara Nahi Hai. Siwa Tere Koi Sahara Nahi Hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Samandar ka sahil, paharon ka daman. Samandar ka sahil, paharon ka daman. Bajuz aah ke kuch sahara nahi hai. Bajuz aah ke kuch sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Nahi khatam hoti moje musalsal. Nahi khatam hoti moje musalsal. Mere bahar gham ka kinara nahi hai. Mere bahar gham ka kinara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Koi kashti e gham kahna khuda bhi. Koi kashti e gham kahna khuda bhi. Meri moje gham be sahara nahi hai. Meri moje gham be sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aapka hai. Ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aapka
ہے نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. اما بعد, اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فريندز, really والله it's beyond me to translate this deep ocean of knowledge and this deep ocean of love which has been put into pen by our illustrious dada shaykh Hazrat Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Dora, Hazrat Shah Maulana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh. May Allah show His intense and immense blessings upon him. And really, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us an inkling of the love that he had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person that spent his entire life in pursuit of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and putting everything, like how we say, darya ko kooza mein samet liya. That person takes the whole ocean and puts it into a cup. He's given us the crux of his entire life. That what is the object of a person's life is to build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us a question in Quran Sharif, that have we created you without any purpose, in tomfoolery, abasan. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other places, like we learn here, everything we learn here, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to really take it home, keep it in our hearts and bring it into our lives, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to worship Him, and through that worship to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi is showing us what a bond a person should have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that all your needs, whatever it may be, even if you need a shoelace, first ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our illustrious Shaykh teaches us here that really we, myself, my condition is that if I'm sick, I'll first think of my doctor. If I need this, I'll first think that I'll go to my bank manager. Whatever the case may be. And when things fail and now we see that things haven't worked out, then we say, now it's in Allah's hands. It's supposed to have been the other way around. That first is Allah and then everything else. That I'll first make salat al-hajat. I will first cry in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hand my affairs over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَوْفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. That I hand over all my affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Zadu Allah rahmatullah alayhi saying that, Siwa tere kohi sahara nahi, Siwa tere kohi hamara nahi. That, oh Allah, besides you, I've got absolutely no support. It's not my business that's really seeing me through. It's not my business that's making my ends meet. Oh Allah, you are my support. Oh Allah, you are my everything. The first thing we wake up in the morning, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. That all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah who really gave me life after death. The semi-death that I slept last night, really I had a good sleep. I didn't have to wake up to go and make istinja. I didn't break my sleep. I didn't hear a dog barking. I had a wonderful sleep. Now I'm waking. I have woken up fresh. Allah, it is only you. So first thing in the morning, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, the moment your eyes open up, your support is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ilayhi nushur, we are going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Siwa tere kohi hamara nahi. That, oh Allah, besides you, I don't have anybody. I don't have any support. I don't look anyway. You are my everything. You are, jo ek tu hamara, to sab kuch hamara. That all life, you are mine, everything is mine. Jo ek tu nahi hamara, to koi se nahi hamari. That all life, you are not mine, then nothing is mine. I belong to nothing. I've got no affinity to anything else. You are my everything. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be sitting with his housefolk, and the azan would be called out. Immediately, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's complexion would change. His outward, his features, and as if he didn't recognize anybody. Asking our beloved mother that, who are you? I'm Aisha. Which Aisha? The daughter of Abu Bakr. Who is Abu Bakr? Now it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah bless us with that. Even in ayata of it, Allah bless us with true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Samandar ka sahil, paharo ka daman, bajuz ah ke kuch sahara nahi. It may be at wherever, it may be at the lap of the mountain, at the, really the sceneries of this world, because the beauty is whatever takes a person, whatever, wherever, in whichever condition I am, wherever I am, O Allah, bajuz ah ke kuch sahara nahi. Besides really turning to you, to take out that ah, and sigh and put my matters before you. That ah, Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi taught us, that ah also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put into his name. Allah said, Allah, Allah's name is Allah. That ah at the end, but just ah, okay, besides this ah, besides this really turning to you and sobbing in front of you and putting my matters in front of you, I have absolutely no other support. There's nowhere that I can turn to. You are my everything. Nahi khatam hoti hai, mauje musalsal, mere bahre gham ka kinara nahi. This continuous waves, you stand at the ocean and you see one wave after the other. Imagine from the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the dunya, these waves are there, continuous, unending. Nahi khatma hoti hai, mauje musalsal. These conditions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends upon a person's heart. When a person builds a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi taught us, that a person is sick and juju dawa ki maraz badhta gaya. And the more we really did medication, went to the tabib, went to the doctor, went to the physician, and took medicine, the sickness increased. So this condition of this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we went into it, the more we delved into it, the more deeper we went in it, the more that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became stronger. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up such conditions that you open your eyes, it's Allah. You sleep, it's Allah. You walk, it's Allah. In every breath that you breathe in and out, you may be in your work, you may be doing an occupation, a businessman, a farmer, a laborer, whatever the case may be, but your connection is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're always thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mere behre gham ka kinara nahi, that this gham, that's the worry and this concern that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you have put into the heart, that how can I meet you? There's no end to it. Always in this endeavor. Whatever a person does, we can see all our kabirin, rahimahumullah ta'ala, Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Hakim sahab rahmatullah alayhi, Haji Farooq sahab rahmatullah alayhi, Mawlana Masrullah Khan sahab rahmatullah alayhi, really just taking their names, what pleasure it brings upon the tongue, that these are our spiritual elders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us like them. That then when it came to the, in their life, they didn't rest. Day and night, going from here to there, from this place to that place, this country to that country, always just spreading the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another couplet, another poem of our beloved Dada Shaykh rahmatullah alayh, he says that, I should be always singing and hymning your praises, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I should become majnu in that. And then when I become majnu and I become mad in this love of yours, then I should go around the whole world telling them about your love. And then I should make everybody a majnu of yours. I should make everybody just sing the praises of yours. And then when they sing the praises of yours, O Allah, then everybody in this world should only become your lovers. And turn evident, we see the lives of our kabirin, rahimahumullah ta'ala, that they, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this message of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really Allah blessed it to me and to everybody else. This was the sum total of their life, that really to spread the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this love that you have given me, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no kinara, there's no end, there's no shore to it. It just becomes more and more and more. And now a person, he just wants to leave every... Yeah, but what's that couplet we make in our azkar also, that ek tujhse kya muhabbat ho gayi, sari dunya hi se adawat ho gayi. That, oh Allah, what this love that is coming to my heart for you, now as if I'm an enemy to everybody, this whole world, I've got an animosity towards them. Allah bless us with this love. Koi kashti-e-gham ka hai na khuda bhi, میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں. Every ship, every boat has got a captain. Somebody to steer that boat, somebody to steer that vessel. Oh Lord, this vessel of this love that you have blessed me with, it's not without a support. You are my support. You are guiding me. You are pulling me toward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls towards him who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. That person who shows an interest and really a desire to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls him like how a magnet pulls a piece of steel. Like that, this ghum, this love, that this worry and this concern that you have given me, Allah, it is not without my support. You are the captain. You are guiding it. Allah, you pull me towards you and bless me with this true love of yours. یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے, نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے. That, oh Allah, this اختر, حضرت والا رحمت اللہ علیہ is taking his own name and really giving us nasihat, that this should be our life. That person who takes a prayer, that person should be our friend who really reminds us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that not to talk to another Muslim for 3 days or more is prohibited. Our du'as are not accepted. It stays suspended. But a great sahabi like I think was Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who told one of his nephews or one of his relatives not to do something, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us from playing this type of a game. Came back and saw him that he's still doing it. He said, I will never ever speak to you for the rest of my life. I told you something that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said and you are not abiding by it. So if you are not going to listen to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I am not yours. You are not mine and I am not yours. You on your way and me on my way. Nahi aapka jo hamara nahi. Whoever does not take me towards you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not my friend. I am the friend of that person who will lead me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me with tawfiq first of all. Thereafter, everybody else.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. From the Kitab Hayatul Muslimin of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thami rahmatullah alayh, mentioning 25 principles by which the ummah can come out from all of their problems, the halat and conditions. So the first one we had done was on Iman and Islam, and the second was on Ilm, to acquire the knowledge of Deen. And as it mentioned about Ilm, and also he mentioned about to get courage. How does a person get courage? Sitting in the company of a Shaykh Kamil. And if a person does not have always the company of them, then to read the conditions and life stories of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, to think about death, make muraqabah. So these three things he says will inshallah give courage to a person, give a person the himmat to reform himself, to better himself. The next section is on reciting and teaching the Qur'an and Majid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of you are those who learn the Qur'an and teach it. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why do you not go to the masjid and learn to recite 2 ayat of the Qur'an? For this is better for you than 2 camels. 3 ayat and 3 verses are better than 3 camels. 4 ayat are better than 4 camels and so on. Note, camels and all vehicles of transport are of only use in this world, while the Qur'anic ayat are of use in both worlds. Here camels have been mentioned by way of example, because of their great value and utility to the Arabs. This is merely an illustration. Otherwise, in actual fact, the entire universe has no comparison to even a single verse of the Qur'an and Majid. Another fact which emerges from this hadith is the great sawab of learning even a part of the Qur'an and Majid. Even a portion of the Qur'an and Majid acquired is indeed a great and wonderful ni'mat bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who recites the Qur'an well and clearly is equal in rank to the angels who record creation's deeds. These angels are gracious, honorable and lofty rank. He who finds difficulty in reciting the Qur'an will get a double reward. A double reward means one reward for reciting and another reward for the added effort. This hadith encourages the one who recites with difficulty to continue reciting and not give up reciting, thinking the poor recital is futile. On the contrary, such recitation is highly meritorious, hence a double reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who recites 1 letter of the Qur'an obtains 1 virtue. Each virtue multiplies to 10 virtues. I am not saying that alif lam mim is 1 harf, but alif is 1 harf, lam is 1 harf, and the mim is 1 harf. So Alif Lam Mim, a person will get 30 rewards. One example, Alif Lam Mim has been given. Similarly, when the reciter says Alhamdu, he attains 50 virtues. Allahu Akbar, what tremendous reward and significance. It is therefore most evil if one, because of neglect, fails to take advantage of this great offer by not acquiring the wealth of the Qur'an Majid. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person whose chest is devoid of the Qur'an, that is, he has not learned anything of the Qur'an Majid, is like a desolate house. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, a crown of such brilliance will be placed on the heads of the parents of one who learned the Qur'an and practiced on its laws. That is, glitter will outshine the brilliance of the sun, which penetrates your houses. What then do you think will be the position of the one who himself learned the Qur'an and acted in accordance with it? This hadith mentions the great significance of teaching the Qur'an and Majid to children. It is incumbent, therefore, upon Muslims to ensure that children learn to recite the Qur'an and Majid. If for some reason they cannot or do not gain the opportunity of committing the Qur'an and Majid to memory, at least they should learn it by reciting from the text, Nazira. However, wherever the opportunity exists for imparting hifz to the children, advantage should be taken to acquire this great wealth. Indeed, it is a wonderful bounty. If for some reason the child does not have the time for learning the whole Qur'an, then even a portion should be taught to him. This hadith encourages even the acquisition of a portion of the Qur'an Majid. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who recites the Qur'an, memorizes it, accepts it halal, lawful as halal, and haram, forbidden things as haram, that is, his belief in these matters are correct, Allah Ta'ala will enter him into Jannah and accept his intercession on behalf of 10 such family members of his family upon whom entry into Jahannam has become incumbent. That is, Allah Ta'ala will forgive them because of his intercession. The significance of committing the Qur'an and Majid to memory mentioned in this hadith is far greater than that mentioned in the earlier hadith. Among one's family members, the closest to one are one's parents. Hence, in terms of the assurance of intercession stated in the hadith, the Hafiz's intercession for his parents is a certainty. Parents should now realize the tremendous importance and advantage of making their children hufaz of the Qur'an and Majid. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hearts of people also corrode like steel rust when exposed to moisture. Somebody asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the polish of it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, remembering death in abundance and recitation of the Qur'an and Majid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to become punctual in our tilawat of Qur'an Sharif.